Begin the Karan Dav, Masech the Shabbos, Daf Ein Aleph. Begin Amen Aleph. Begin to taste the Masech. Begin the words of the Gemara. Greater the greater, lessly. Drawing of a drawing that he doesn't hold. The Gemara is bringing on, although Rav ultimately agreed and acquiesced to Abaye that there is such a concept of greater, but it doesn't hold you do greater the greater. In other words, you don't say that the grinding of Shigas Shabbos should go back now and then draw the grinding of Shigas Malachas to have an atonement with it. Taste comes to explain that this that Rav has said that became aware of Shigas Malachas, that the Ketira of Shigas Malachas then draws the Ketira of Shigas Shabbos and the grinding with it, so Tais explains. This that it draws the reaping and the grinding with it, I mean, that you're saying Rabba does agree to, well, why isn't that greater the greater? Because, wait a second, the Ketira of Shigas Shabbos is being drawn after the Ketira of Shigas Malachas, that's one greater, and then there's another one to the Tchina. So why does Rav agree to that? Why does only disagree regarding the second tchina? So he says, no. The first katsira is not considered greater. Only what it draws the tchina with it, that's considered greater and therefore does not extend to the second tchina. Kedepesh Bakon, just like Rashi explains, the Masha Gerer is katsira li katsira, this that the second katsira draws the first katsira with it, lechashav greater, that's not considered pulling it with it. Keeping the Havim Baal Mechad. What do you mean? That's the same issue that was done in one lapse of awareness. That's considered one thing, not drawing something else with it. But to pull the tchina, that's either the gears is with it, with it, that's considered greater, or the one that's connected would be the greater, the greater. But either way, the tchinas are with greater. And the reason is, because the ktsira, the reaping, that's in the case of when Shabbos was deliberate, that doesn't draw the grinding that Shigas Shabbos, it's only because of the ketira that's with it that it gets pulled with it. Shaker carbon, the primary carbon is not for that ketira. So although that, let's say they were both together of the same Shigas Shabbos, but that's not, it wasn't that ketira. And therefore, that would be the first gerera, which would be the first tchina, and then the second tchina would be greater the greater. Because, and that's important according to Rashi interpretation, because the ketira of the ketira is not considered greater. But Taisa brings Larinir to the reed appears actually the Ketira Chashiva Gerer. No, the first Ketira to the second Ketira, meaning from the second Ketira to the first one, is considered Gerer. And why? Because when they come out, the wording of the Gemara is Ketira Gereris Ketira, that the reaping pulls and draws the Ketira. So you see, that is Gerer. So back to the question. So if you're saying he doesn't hold the Gerer, so then why does he hold the first Tchina and not the second Tchina? The first Tchina itself is also Gerer the Gerer. Oh, but he says a different point that he says. Avalahi de tchina. No, the first grinding loy chashiva greater the greater. That's not considered greater the greater. Why? Shein yochel lechapar ala ketziri. Because he cannot have the atonement of the first reaping, which is getting through greater of the second reaping. Elam kein teskapar tchina ima. Only if it atones for the grinding that with it. Because they're essentially the same thing. They're one issa of Shigas Shabbos. Now, v'avagab d'shnei zizachel behel mechad. Now, even though two olive-sized pieces of forbidden fats in one episode were in this loy chashiva greira, what do you mean? That's not considered as drawing. So essentially, Tais is asking, so why are we saying that the first two ketiras are? Why is it any different than shnei zizachel behel mechad? That's not greira. That's one iser. So why is the re, in contrast to rational interpretation, saying the first two ketiras, that they are, that's already the first greira? Kamakam ketira ketira shani, says Tais, no. Reaping with reaping is different. Why? Because it's not really the same thing like by Shnei Zizichelov, Sha'achas, and we find Shmuel, actually, we find there's Namur in the Gemara that makes this differentiation. The Sha'achas b'Shigas Shabbos, because one of them is with the era of Shabbos, Ba'achas b'Zodin Shabbos, and one is with when Shabbos was done deliberately. And actually, as Taisa says, with time of the Amad Da'amah b'Samach, the Ketir b'Ketir Mitzafin, and actually this is the reason about Amad Da'amah that we just mentioned, that in the Gemara that says that the two Ketiris do not combine, is Hayim Shem D'Lesa Greira, because he doesn't hold the concept of Greira. Because, not because of, yeah, Helam Echad, really, everyone agrees to that concept, that the two Ketiris should really be with one Chattas. Why does he hold they don't combine? Because one being Zad Shabbos, one being Zad Malachis, makes it into a slightly different concept, which requires a Greira. And then that's what the Re says, that's why it's not greater the Greira, not because of the Ketira, but because of the tchina. The tchina with the first tchira, that's not considered greater, only the second tchina would be greater than greater. Now, Taisa is the kashla Rashba. It's difficult to the Rashba. Because the fees there, according to what we just said, we could explain one of the halachas we say in the Gemara is a machlekes to Abaye and Rava regarding if someone ate two zeisei chelev in one lapse of awareness, became aware of one of them, then they ate another one, in this, in a third one in the lapse of awareness of the second one. According to Rava, if you bring a carbon on the first one, only the first you get a tumah, not the third one. Whereas Abaye says, no, no matter which one you bring on, they're all going to be atoned. And that says, Taiz is based on the way we're describing the case. You don't have to say it in regards to Zeis Echela, which is not what we're talking about here in the Sugya. You could have said even in the context of what we're saying over in the Sugya, for the B'Shalei Shekatsimus with three reapings. Again, for example, you could say the case like this. Shekata B'Shigya Shabbos V'Zad Malachas. First, he did the reaping where the error was that he didn't know it's Shabbos, but he knew the Malach was forbidden. Then he went the second time and he did the reaping where he knew his Shabbos, but he didn't know the Malach was forbidden. Then when he became aware of the first thing that he did wrong. Then a third time he goes now, and again he does like the first type of error where he didn't know that it's Shabbos, but he knew the Malach was forbidden. With Dilei Rava, according to Rava, the way we're explaining now their machleik is, you could really say their machleik is in Zeisa Chelev, in this case itself. Dilei Rava, hated carbon al Risha and chain the scapper. When you bring a carbon on the first one, so then the second one's going to be atoned, because it's in the helm of the first one. Shlishi, lay the scapper. The third one's not going to be because that's greater the greater, because again, what we just said, according to the Ri, the Ketzira, when they're different, require greater too. So you could have the same machleik is, not in Zeisa Chelev, but in what we're talking about in the Sugya, of Ketzira. According to Abaye, holds even greater the greater, even the third one will be atoned. So they were bothered by the Rashi, bothered by the question, and why wouldn't we say it in the case of Ketzira, according to the interpretation of the Ri? So Tosfos brought from Rashi that the Ketzira of Shigah Shabbos Zad Malachas included in the Ketzira, which was done second, of Zad Shabbos Shigah Malachas, that's not greater. Only the Tchina of Shigah Shabbos that's drawn after the Ketzira that's with it is considered greater. And therefore, it can't now do a greater degree for the tchina that's opposite it. But according to the Ri, no, the Ketzir of Shigah Shabbos is considered greater after the Ketzir of Shigah Malachas, but the grinding that's with it, that's not considered greater, because that's like the same issue. And therefore, that's not going to be considered greater degree, only the tchina opposite it is going to be considered greater degree. Kinnik says the Master begins with words of Gemara, Min Echad Chayev, to say from one species that's reliable, well, that's Pshita, that's obvious. Which places comes to comment regarding the words of the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking, just that Mishnah that we brought, that says that there's a stringency of when it's one type of Isser, then when it's from many types of Isurim, where if you eat a half a Zayis, and you eat another half a Zayis from one species, you can have from two meaning you're going to be pot. So that the Gemara says, what a Minachad, like Tais de Masl is going on, obviously you can be chayv. So Shlakish answers, he says, no, we're talking about that he ate from two different dishes, and the Chiddush is according to Bishul, who generally says Tamchuin and Machalik. You would have thought it's machalik, even as leniency, and they don't combine. You might respond that no, only Luchomri says they're not leniency. It says Taisis, truth is, Habamatsu Lishnui, the Gemara could have answered the question that Hamani Rim Gamlielhi, that, oh, it's the reason why it's a Chiddush is going like Gamliel, who, as the Gemara quotes shortly, Akademin Besamach, like we say, that he holds that there's no Yediyah for Chatzishir. But the Gemara had asked that the Gemara later on brings it on the Seifa. When the Seifa says that it really means one type or two dishes, so the Gemara says, that, oh, the difference is that the ratio is talking about one minute and one tamchay, so you have to say. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's talking about the yediyah bin a time. And it's coming to say that even though you're going to be chayv, because Rim Liel says, there's no yediyah, it's chatzishir. So the difference of taste is really the Gemara could have said here at this point too also, that you could have said that, yeah, we're talking about the yediyah in between. And the Chiddush says that even so, you're going to be chayv, like who says, in the chatzishir. And therefore, the Gemara could have really said that at this point too. Kinex says, the Master says, begins with words of the Gemara, Anan, Asiv, Masimah. Which places also comments on regards to this part of the Gemara. And that is, the Gemara has an answer on the question that the Gemara asked on Rav Asi, that he says, wherever they combine, that they're separate for Chatzis, they don't combine. We learned at this Mishnah that it says that if you eat a Chatzis and you eat another Chatzis, one type is Mechayev, and the Shlakish says the Chiddush is that, oh, it's really that when you eat from two dishes, like Rabbi Shua, who holds Tamchuin Ar Mechalik, and Dafka L'Chumra, that we say, but Lakula, we say not Machalik. And therefore, you're going to combine the two half of Zeis and Megim Michayev. And even though they're Mechuluk L'chatois, but that's the Gemara says that that's the Chiddush of that Mishnah, and therefore that's the difficulty that seems to be not a Grib Zeiro, who says that, what do you mean, if it's Mechuluk L'chatois, then they're not going to combine. Here we see that it is going to combine, and that it's not, we don't see it's the same thing, Mechuluk L'chatois and the combining. So the Gemara answers for Reb Zeir, no. Reish Lakish is not going in the Reisha. It's going in the Sefer. The Sefer says that if you eat a Chatzizai, you eat another Chatzizai from two min, the Potter, so the Gemara explains that really it's one min. It's going two minim, according to Bishua that says Tamchuin Mechalik. So therefore, that's why we're calling it quote unquote two. The chiddush is that no, to the contrary, exactly gebzer. That with lekul lechumra, we're going to say that they're separate. Now, so Pesach says that the truth is afil areisha v'matz lishnuyim. What do you mean? Why do you have to say that the halacha is only on the seifa? You could have said even on the reisha. When we say that the two half of olives from one type is going to be chayiv, that the chiddush is kagoyin she'achlu b'shnei tamchin. But yeah, so what happened one time? But you ate in two dishes. And even so, you can be chayiv ula fukim b'rishua. And you can say that the tana is coming to exclude from b'rishua. Dama that he says tamchin mechalkin afil lekula. That he says that it separates even as a leniency, like over here, where you have two half of olives in two dishes. And that's what it's not difficult on Ravasi. That he's saying that no, the mission is coming to say that it's not like Rabbi Yeshua. So Ella rather says, Tais, however, did Nichale look like Rabbi Yeshua. But the reason why the Gemara didn't want to say that, because they wanted to say it, La Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore it said it on the Seifa, which would be like Rabbi Yeshua, not to say on the Reisha, which would also resolve Reb Zer, and say that it's coming to exclude from Rabbi Yeshua, but therefore it said on the Seifa. Next, Tais, the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Mishnei Min and Pshita. From two types, oh, that's Pashit. Tais is here discussing this part of the Gemara too, which the Gemara had answered, as we said, that, okay, so it's going on the safe of the Mishnah, that if you eat a half a zayis, you have another zayis, so two minim, it's going to be potter. So the Gemara says, obviously it's going to be potter, because two types don't combine for chiva chattas. So that is bothered. What do you mean? Avagav doli malchus mitzdarfin, what do you mean? For the laws of getting lashes, two different types do actually combine for chiva malchus. Can min prak basit mesach zavag dezara, mesach zmeilan, avi zemebeiz. So what do you mean to say? We find like by Pigal and Neisud, they do combine for the Shib, the Esachil, the Gemalkis. Why is it so obvious to the Gemara to say that it's not even a Chiddush that two half of olive sizes are not going to combine? What do you mean? You have to say that. So he says, you're right. Although actually some place we find that they actually do combine by lashes, but in the carbon, Pshita, Le Demet Zafin, to the halach of carbon is obvious to the Gemara that they do not combine. And then the Gemara is asking the question that how do we understand this halacha of that you're coming to say Mishnei Minim. If you're saying it's going into Seifa, then what would it mean to say that Shnei Minim are not going to combine? That's why you say that it's not really Shnei Minim. It's actually one min that's in two different dishes.